AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. As the closing bell sounds, stocks are higher after the Federal Reserve raised interest rates higher than expected.
We thought that strong action was warranted at this meeting, and today we delivered that in the form of a 75 basis point rate hike.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell says inflation is going to force them to stay nimble with rate hikes.
Inflation has obviously surprised to the upside over the past year, and further surprises could be in store.
The face of the pandemic response has tested positive for the coronavirus. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The National Institutes of Health says Dr. Anthony Fauci has mild symptoms. The 81-year-old Fauci is fully vaccinated and received two booster shots. The NIH says he has not recently been in close contact with senior government officials, including President Biden, for whom he serves as chief medical advisor. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Food and Drug Administration's outside vaccine advisors are recommending Moderna's two shots for the littlest kids. Jacqueline Miller is a senior vice president at Moderna.
As children under four have had the greatest increase in their risk of hospitalization due to COVID-19 during the Omicron surge, initiating this vaccination series now is vital to start protecting children this summer.
A vote is expected later on whether to also recommend Pfizer's three-shot series for the same age group. In Buffalo, New York, Attorney General Merrick Garland announced federal hate crime charges against the white man who shot and killed 10 black people at a local supermarket.
We fully recognize the threat that hatred and violent extremism pose to the safety of the American people and American democracy.
The U.S. announced it will send an additional $1 billion in military aid to Ukraine. Longer-range weapons, they say, can make a difference in the fight with Russia in eastern Ukraine. This is AP News. Retail sales fell in May.
The Commerce Department reports that Americans trimmed their spending last month, with retail sales unexpectedly slipping 0.3%. The fall was led by a sharp decline in auto sales, and the figures look worse when you adjust for inflation and exclude sales from gas stations, showing how higher prices at the pump are accounting for more of shoppers' overall budget. The government report found sales at food stores and restaurants were up, but building and garden supplies are slowing. Furniture, home items, electronics, and online sales in general fell roughly 1%. Despite a record job market, Andrew Hunter with Capital Economist tells the AP, surging prices may be finally taking their toll on real consumption. I'm Jennifer King.
Floodwaters that rushed through Yellowstone National Park and surrounding communities earlier this week moved through Montana's largest city, Billings, flooding farms and ranches and forcing the shutdown of its water treatment plant. The water in the Yellowstone River hit its highest level in nearly a century. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.